Welcome to this meditation on the steps to manifesting in your life. I'm Tiffany Woodfield. Before we get started, to help you make this a regular part of your routine, first choose a spot where you will do this practice. Make sure it is private and you won't be disturbed. If you can leave a floor cushion or a yoga mat in your bedroom and have it as a visual reminder to sit each day, it will help you be consistent. Using the same spot will also help your body realize that when you sit down, it is time to quiet the mind. The best time of day to practice is to get up early and do it in the morning, before you look at emails, your cell phone, social media, or have any interaction. If you can choose a place that has a window where you can look at nature, that is ideal. Or eventually you can create your own sanctuary with plants and nice lighting. However, be mindful that it does not need to be perfect. Trying to make things perfect is a distracting technique your mind is using as an excuse why you can't do this or can't find the time. Saying in your mind, if only you had the perfect space, you would do this every day. The secret is that a nice space puts you in the mood to sit and acts as a reminder to meditate. But once you close your eyes, it really doesn't matter what you can or cannot see. So let's get started. So now you're either sitting on a cushion on the floor, lying down, or in a chair. I want you to take a few deep breaths to quiet your mind. I want you to think about how the body feels when you breathe. How does it feel when you take a deep breath versus a short one? Do you notice how it pauses at the top of the inhale before an exhale? Where do you notice it most in your body? Is it the warm or cool air in your nostrils? Is it in your lungs? Or when your chest moves up and down? Really be curious where you notice it, and for a moment, think just how amazing the breath is. How calm it is, like the waves rippling on the ocean at a steady pace. I want you to come back to your breath whenever your mind drifts into thinking, as it often will. When a thought comes into mind, just say, thinking, thinking, to yourself, and return to your breath, in and out. Relax, knowing this is part of the practice of meditation. Thinking, and then returning to your breath. And it doesn't mean it isn't working. Okay, now you're back to your breath. Stay here for a few more minutes to really connect your mind and body. Just breathe and feel the quiet and calm when you can just be. Now that you've allowed your body and mind to connect and feel at peace, I want you to picture what you want most to manifest in your life. I want you to think about it in as much color and detail as you can. I want you to identify and get into the feeling you have once you've manifested what you really want. Dig into this. Are you content and at peace? Are you excited? Are you happy? Consider if you feel fulfilled. And what does this look and feel like to you? You're picturing yourself living the life you want, where you've manifested what you're working towards. You're really feeling it. Now ask yourself, do you think you deserve this? Do you think it is possible? What does this mean to you? What messages are coming up for you? What would your friends or family think if you had this? Really be curious and stay here for a moment. Now come back to your body and take another 3 deep breaths. I want you to notice how you feel. Can you feel the difference between when you were visualizing what you wanted to manifest and when you were acknowledging your judgments? Did your body feel different? Just be aware and take a few more moments to breathe, knowing you are safe and calm. As we close our session, remind yourself that you deserve the wonderful things in your life that you want to manifest. You deserve all the opportunities. You deserve to be true and follow your path. Take another couple of deep breaths. And when you're ready, come back to the room. Notice your body on your cushion or chair. And slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes. Now just take a moment and write down what you wanted to manifest, just in bullet points. And I also want you to write down what negative thoughts came up around this. The thoughts around why you don't think you deserve this, or what messages came up. I don't want you to think too hard about it. I just want you to quickly write it down, shut your book, and go about your day. I want you to do this exact same process for a week. Manifest the same picture and ask yourself the same question about whether or not you deserve it. Do not read the previous entries at this point. Just keep following and doing the same thing. If you want to listen to the next steps to take after 7 days of doing this meditation, please keep listening. Otherwise, go about your day. And remember that you deserve great things in your life. After 7 days of practicing this manifesting meditation and writing down your judgments, I want you to set aside 30 minutes to read your notebook and all 7 days of entries. Be curious. Are the judgments any different? Has anything changed? Think about this for a moment. And then I want you to write out the top 3 to 5 judgments or limiting beliefs from your notebook that felt the most consistent and true in your mind, the ones that made you feel less than. And when doing this, notice your body. It will often tell you which ones are your triggers. Now, in that same journal, at the top of a clean page, I want you to write down what you want to manifest and the strongest negative judgment, and then draw a line. Underneath it, I want you to write out if this judgment is true and a fact. Or is there another way of looking at it? Often these judgments are just that, judgments. And when we can't see them, we are holding ourselves back. It is the subconscious mind's way of closing doors. It actually even creates events or things that reaffirm your negative belief, so that you can say, "See, I told you it was weak to want a man," or "See, money can't buy happiness," whenever you see a situation that confirms this negative belief. The thing is, the opposite works as well. So once you turn these negatives on their head, you start to see the positive reinforcements, such as a person in a great relationship, or a person who is really happy and they happen to have money. For example, if you visualized having a great relationship and the top judgment that came up was, "You are weak if you need a relationship," you would write this down and get curious and consider if this is 100% true. So is it a fact that you are weak if you want a relationship? Where did you learn this? Does that mean that everyone in a relationship is weak? All those couples out there are so weak because they need each other? Could you look at it another way? Is there a possibility that they are together because they chose to share their life with someone? Could you also look at it that you need to be strong to be in a relationship, that you need to learn to compromise and consider someone else? You will repeat this exercise with the top 3 to 5 judgments that came out during the first 7 days. The point of the second part is you are confirming your judgments head on. By doing this, you are taking the first and important step of changing your course and being able to work towards creating the life you want. After you've repeated this exercise for all the judgments, you now have created a script for why these judgments aren't true. And when you go back to the initial meditation, I want you to start the same way. But once you think about a judgment, acknowledge why it isn't true. Spend a few moments and picture why it isn't true. As we close out this session, I want you to remind yourself you are here to manifest great things in your life. And the second week, you will notice the difference is when you visualize the judgments, you're actively replacing them with affirmations of why they aren't true.